down for the November match draft. I'm excited. WWE match draft? I don't know. Survivor Series? I don't know. Why do you sound so bad?
The smoking mic didn't recover over the past week.
I thought it was like an unspoken, I thought I inferred that you should need to get a new mic over the next week, and you're like, nah, it's
well,
fine.
You're very wrong. What it inferred was that it worked after it was smoking, so I figured it was indestructible.
You're the asshole who gets out of the car, the tire's half flat, you're like, that's fine. It's just a little low. It's like, no.
Exactly.
That tire's flat, dude. You're about to be on the rim. You need to, nah. I can drive home. How far away you live? 14 miles. Like, nah.
I made it home last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nah, that's what it always sounds like. Okay. All right, BG, explain what we're doing here.
Nah, let Mike explain it. It's an idea.
All right, so this is the Survivor Series and NXT TakeOver pay-per-view match draft. Basically, any match that's ever taken place at Survivor Series is eligible to be drafted, as is any match that's taken place at an NXT TakeOver in the month of November. So basically, we always do this. You get 10 matches. We go serpentine order in this draft. And the only real rule here is you can't take a match involving the same person twice. If I take a John Cena match, I can't go take another match that also has John Cena in it later in the draft. Can't be done.
Okay.
I don't understand a word he said.
I don't get it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I think you're in for quite a treat today, Mike.
No, I'm...
That's my prediction.
This is bad.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. There are some Survivor Series matches with about 20 people in them, so...
Mm-hmm.
This could be bad.
You should record this on Halloween.
Yeah, for real. This is the remember, I remember way back.
I've already had a difficult day, okay?
I remember way back when, and I said, I can't wait to be able one day to maniacally laugh. And this is when, because Mike looked at the one of the tag team matches from 88, which literally... 17 lines of people, and he's just like, ah, god damn it!
Surreal.
Alright, let's do this thing. What's the draft order?
You're in first, Donnie. Then me. Then Mike.
Okay.
That's terrible.
I gotta start this off with a bang. I'm taking number one overall. The Powers of Pain, the Rockers,
no.
The British Bulldogs, the Hart Foundation against the, oh, and the Young Stallions. Yeah, why'd you black it out? I haven't read that shit still.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. Against...
Start over. Hold on, start over.
No. Already too far. Demolition, Brainbusters, Bolsheviks, Fabulous Rougeaus, and the Conquistadors.
This is not good.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm gonna highlight that one for you, Donnie.
Thank you. No, don't. Black it out. Black it out. Nah, because it distracts me.
Okay.
I'm easily distracted.
Can I go?
Yeah, sure.
I'm taking the first ever Elimination Chamber.
That's what I wanted.
I thought just because you're like, I can't keep track of everything. I'm gonna die.
No, I've got yours under control. I figured it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the greatest moment in the history of professional wrestling: Bret Hart against Shawn Michaels, Survivor Series 1997.
Okay.
Bret screwed Bret. And then I'm gonna go with Dudley Boyz versus Hardy Boyz steel cage match, Survivor Series 2001.
Wow, just throwing away picks early, huh?
No, it's a great match.
I mean, that's one opinion.
A correct one is what I would call it.
Okay, BG.
I agree with Donnie on this one.
Why? Why? Don't do that.
It was just, it's a great match. I don't think it was better than this one. Eddie Guerrero and Chavo Guerrero versus Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit versus Edge and Rey Mysterio, Survivor Series 2002.
You know the problem? People don't respect that era of SmackDown tag team wrestling that vote on these cards. Because I get those matches all the time and nobody cares.
Oh man, that's such a fun story. I'm gonna take Andre the Giant, Butch
Stop
Reed,
this.
King Kong Bundy, One Man Gang, and Rick Rude against Bam Bam Bigelow, Don Morocco, Hulk Hogan, Ken Patera, and Paul Orndorff. And as a follow-up to that, I'm going to take Brutus Beefcake.
No, you're not picking again. Your second pick.
I get two picks, you fucking asshole. I'm taking Brutus Beefcake, Jake Roberts, Jim Duggan, Randy Savage, and Ricky Steamboat against Dangerous Dan Davis, Harley Race, Hercules, the Honky Tonk Man, and Ron Bass.
I like that you start to speed up so he can't keep track of names you're saying.
The police are gonna are pulling me over. I'm moving so quick. Okay, so that's a stacked card so far. Literally, I believe there are 81 guys on my card, and I have 3 matches.
Hang on a second. What was that second one you said? What was that second
Can
one?
Can I tell you the truth? I'm looking at it right now, and I swear to God, it's completely allowed.
Yeah, I think it is too. I'm just trying to get everything in order here.
No, look at this.
Oh,
look
for the future.
Out.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to figure that out.
I can do it.
It's a Rubik's Cube of fucking wrestlers.
Yeah, stupid.
What was your second pick, though? I do need to know this.
No, go ahead. BG, your next pick.
BG, what was his pick?
Yeah, look on the dock. It's on the fucking dock. BG, go ahead.
Andre the Giant, Butch.
No, he doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to know.
On again,
BG,
girl.
Don't do this to me. Go ahead. You're up. Pick it. Make a pick.
I'm taking Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles, Survivor Series 2017.
I'm going to take the 2018 one.
Can't, hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
What?
That was a good comeback.
I was just being informed. I don't even know. Go ahead.
I am going to take Team WWF against Team Alliance. That's The Rock, Big Show, Undertaker, Kane, and Jericho against Stone Cold, Shane, Kurt Angle, Booker T, and Rob Van Dam. Pulling the Donnie.
That's bullshit.
And that I'm gonna take the Okay, I'm gonna take the Shield against New Day, Survivor Series 2017.
PG, back to you.
I'm going to take Hold on, let me just get Mike's thing here. I'm going to take Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream NXT TakeOver War Game 2017.
It's a quality match.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. I'm going to take the Warriors, Anima, Hawk, the Texas Tornado, and the Ultimate Warrior against the Perfect Team.
You can't. Demolition is on the Perfect Team.
Yeah, but I don't have them.
Yes, you do.
Where?
They're in your first one.
The Million Dollar Team, the Honky Tonk.
Got him!
Honky Tonk Man, Greg Valentine, Ted DiBiase.
No, you already have Honky Tonk Man.
The Visionaries, Hercules, Paul Roma, Rick Martel, and the Warlord against the Vipers, Jake Roberts, Jimmy Snuka, Marty Jannetty.
No, you already have Paul Roma. You can't take Paul Roma twice.
All right, Ric Flair, the Mountie, Ted DiBiase, and the Warlord against Roddy Piper, Bret Hart.
You already have the Warlord.
Does he?
Yep, in the first one, Powers of Pain, Barbarian Warlord.
Man, there's a lot of people in that first one, though.
Undertaker versus Hulk Hogan.
You already have Hulk Hogan.
All right, Randy Savage and Mr. Perfect against Razor Ramon and Ric Flair.
You already have Randy Savage.
Wow.
This seems like a bad strategy on your part, looking back.
Razor Ramon, Randy Savage.
You have Randy Savage, I just said that.
Undertaker versus Kamala.
Can you take him?
I'll allow it, yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
Undertaker wasn't around in any of the matches back then.
Okay,
I can't take that one.
It's actually a really good one.
Oh, the All-Americans, Lex Luger, The Undertaker.
You just took The Undertaker.
You want to switch it up, Donnie?
I'm starting to think you really are trying to take matches that don't have people. I'm telling you, this is super.
I took 100. The Bad now. The Royal Family. Jerry Lawler, Sleazy, Queasy, and Cheesy against Clowns R Us, Doink, Dink, Pink, and Wink.
Yep, that's good.
Are you sure he doesn't have Pink somewhere?
He doesn't have Pink. I check.
Double check.
Got Pink. All clear on Pink.
Pink and Wink.
Wow.
Yeah. That was good stuff, Donnie.
It's gonna be a lot.
I think you're gonna win just because people are like, wow, he got all these fucking matches.
He got a lot of wrestlers. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Come on. Let's do this.
Oscar versus Mickey James, NXT TakeOver Toronto.
Wasting picks. Go ahead.
Come on. Give me a break. That's a great
match. I'm gonna take DIY versus The Revival, 2 out of 3 falls, NXT TakeOver Toronto.
That's the match right there. Come on.
Thank you.
I'm not, dude, why would you take advice from me? Shut the fuck up.
Me?
Yeah. Asshole. Go ahead.
I'm also gonna take Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain and Roddy Strong versus Sanity. NXT TakeOver War Games 2017.
Boom. Mm-hmm. DG?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And you took Shield versus New Day, right?
You're a wannabe.
Yes.
Can I take this match?
Come on, man.
I don't fucking take it. Hold on.
Yo, don't
the
fucking
Rock
hold us up.
The Rock vs. Mankind, Survivor Series 1998.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to take the Legion of Doom, Ahmed Johnson and Ken Shamrock against the Nation of Domination, D'Lo Brown, Farouk, Kama Mustafa, and Rocky Maivia.
That checks out, I think.
Yeah,
yep.
It does. You're damn right it does. Also, I'm going to take Aja Kong, Bertha Faye, Lioness Asuka, and Tomoko Watanabe with Harvey Whippleman against Alundra Blood. Chapira, Asare, Kokio, Inoue, Aisaki, Hasegawa, Survivor Series 1995.
That sounded incredibly racist.
I was, there's a lot of effort there. You know what? I'm starting to do more ritual, and I'm channeling now, and that was actually Jimmy from Lorraine Bar coming through me. He chose that match.
I made that pick last year. I put it on the list because it wasn't on there.
BG,
it's
go
actually
ahead.
A pretty good match.
Go ahead,
Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin Survivor Series 1996.
There you go. There you go.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Go ahead. Who's next?
I'm gonna take Trish versus Victoria Survivor Series 2002.
Boy.
And that's what?
A good
that
match.
Was a great match.
I was there. I know it's a good match.
Piece of shit. I'm also taking the Warriors, Animal Hawk, Texas Tornado, and Ultimate Warrior against the Perfect Team.
Can't. You already took it.
No, you tried to.
No.
And you couldn't.
That counts.
Great match.
I don't know. I wouldn't have taken it. BG?
I'll take Andrade Almas versus Drew McIntyre, NXT TakeOver, War Games 2017.
Just throwing picks away, huh? I'll take Team Bischoff, Chris Jericho, Christian, Randy Orton, Scott Steiner, and Mark Henry against Team Austin, Rob Van Dam, Booker T, HBK, Bubba Ray, and Devon Dudley.
You conveniently left out Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he said HBK.
Shut the fuck up, you narc.
I thought you skipped over it.
You
he
narc?
Already took him.
Team Angle, Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, John Cena, Hardcore Holly, Bradshaw against Brock Lesnar, Big Show, Matt Morgan, Nathan Jones, and the A-Train.
Yep, that's all clear.
And my second pick.
Oh my that's god.
I get more. John Cena, Kane, Bobby Lashley, Sabu, and
you just took John Cena.
Yeah. Oh, man, are you shitting me?
Definitely not.
Randy Orton, Shelton Benjamin, William Regal, Cody Rhodes, and Mark Henry against Batista, CM Punk, Kofi Kingston, Matt Hardy, and R-Truth.
Can you read that again?
Orton, Shelton Benjamin, Regal, Cody Rhodes, Mark Henry, Batista, yeah. CM Punk, Kofi Kingston, Matt Hardy, R-Truth.
You definitely can get that.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, no shit, dude. You guys keep fucking...
It's too new school.
I fucking planned this out, dude. So good. Go ahead.
How many do we have left?
Two each.
Okay.
No. Yeah, we have two each.
Okay. Let's go with the Authors of Pain versus TM61. And it's TakeOver Toronto.
Cool.
I'm just trying to figure out what I can even do at this point. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan against Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Survivor Series 2013.
Wow. What a waste.
Like four of your favorite wrestlers, but okay. You're a fucking asshole.
I'm eating an open-faced cheesesteak right now. I'm in.
Nice.
Well, shut your fucking face for a second while I make my face.
Wow.
Yep. What?
What was that?
Okay. I guess I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe versus Knock NXT Takeover Toronto.
Damn.
Stupid.
Great pick.
Stupid. You're a dickhead.
Ryback hates you.
Ryback?
Yeah.
Does he?
Why are we talking about Ryback?
I don't know. Because fucking feed him more.
Does he hate you, really?
Make a pick, you fucking
fat
asshole.
Did you
feed
him too much, like TBL?
I'm just trying to stall. Make the Usos versus Sheamus and Cesaro.
Fucking
weird. Cesaro Series 2017. You're a dickhead.
Hey, this is my last one, and we got two more.
You're so mean.
This is your last one.
Team Raw, Cesaro and Sheamus, Enzo and Cass, Gallows and Anderson, New Day, and the Shining Stars.
No, you have Kofi.
Team... AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Shane McMahon, Braun Strowman...
No, you have Randy Orton.
Oh, that makes me so happy you can't get that.
Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe...
You have Kurt Angle.
Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Asuka, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Carmella, Natalya, Tamina.
It's good. You have Lioness Asuka, not regular Asuka. So it's all clear.
Yeah. I got
That's like when they make like the weird action figures. Like, here's the animal themed one.
This is Lioness Asuka.
Is that what it's like?
Don't tell that to Jimmy. He'll be pissed. All right. This is over.
Good. I'm really happy. How do you think? Okay, let me. I have not looked up. I'm going to look.
This is over.
Just, yeah. Wow. Wow.
You have a lot
I'll tell
of
you what.
That's what.
You have too many people.
That's
if
insane.
If I was a voter, I would look at this and like, I don't want to read this card and just go on to the next.
It
one.
Is.
This is fucking insane. I love this so much. This is the biggest card I've ever seen in my life. I'm proud of that.
Yeah. I'm proud for you.
You know what? Please vote for me because I gave
They're
you the longest
to.
Show or the shortest.
Yeah, it's the longest.
That would be the longest show because just because of entrances.
Every match is 2 minutes. They're like, yeah. It's a 4-hour show. How did every match get two? Oh, there's 170. I'd like you to tally up just how many fucking dudes are in that fuck on that card. That's a lot of paydays. Alright guys, you know what? Thank you for listening because it's another rousing edition of a month match draft and November was the month this month. And we got on it. Thank you so much for listening guys. We gotta move on. Hey girls! It's time for Fantasy Standings, Mike! Yeah! I'm gonna eat a bite, so don't call on me.
In last, 14th place. -35, Ira.
Damn.
Sad. Love you, Ira. In 13th with -2.5, George Sparrow.
Damn.
In 12th with 5, Joe Harris. Only two people in negatives. That's actually good for us. Yeah. In 11th with 10.
This was a deep draft this year too, and we got a lot of positive numbers here. I'm very happy with people.
Not over yet.
In 11th with 10. Skeener.
I'm very disappointed by his performance, though.
I thought he would do well,
but he's...
We have to have him on and have him explain in detail why he's doing so poorly.
Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, I do need a good nap.
That's fucked up. I enjoy his explanations. In 10th with 15, Dante.
Yeah, Hager.
I need a good nap. That's a good one.
You're so funny, Daddy. You're so funny.
Hop off my balls.
A tie for 8th with 30, Andrew Sampson and George Cruz.
You deserve each other, guys.
Wow. In 7th with 30...
Samson's got the best flashlights in town.
Oh! He's got the whole set.
Game-used flashlight is disgusting.
He trades it. He goes to the conventions and trades them.
You should be punished for this fucking even that, dude. That's fucked up. You're the bad guy. I'm not.
35, Joe.
Joe, good job, buddy. Way to come back. Fuck, I know Mike here was talking shit earlier, but you came back. I'm proud of you.
It's because Daniel Bryan finally won something.
Good. Good job.
In 6th with 42.5, Angel.
There you go. Angel's doing good. College does work, y'all.
Nope.
Depends who you are. In fifth with 57.5, Luis Fagundes.
Fun guy.
Fun guy.
In fourth with 70, Donald.
I picked up Kaka. Okay. And I was like, you know what? She wrestled. I was like, this is my chance. This is where she's going to get a moment, and I'm going to get some.
Not even on the card.
Nope.
Nope. In third with 82.5, Big Money Mike.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. You're not even that far ahead of me. You're not even that far ahead of me.
In second with 105, BG.
Yeah, fuck you both. Fuck you both. That means neither one of you is in first.
Okay, better than you are.
And in first. You are. Still not in first.
Nope. I won't be.
Second's the first loser.
117.5, Roger Allen.
Fuck you. It's not that bad.
Thank you for your service.
Who's on his team?
AJ, not wrestling.
Okay.
Finn Balor, Prob's gonna win. Charlotte, Prob's gonna lose.
Can you fake give him minus points like you do me?
I don't do anything.
You fucking cheat like a motherfucker. For like, can you pause cheating me out of points for like 5 seconds and cheat him out of a few?
I don't care enough about you to cheat out of points.
I don't know. It seems like every time we do a match draft, like the one you just heard, you're literally obsessed with me the whole time.
It's your own fault. I'm obsessed with keeping order and rules in this world.
Say you're obsessed with me. So you don't care about him. You don't care about him following the rules, but you care about me following the rules, which means
he has
you're
a certain level of trust that he's built up with me over the years.
Yeah. So you're obsessed with me.
No.
Got it.
You don't care.
All right, let's go in emails. Ring Rust was so fucking professional. It's disgusting. 5-4. Ring Rust Radio at yahoo.com. Let's do it. Keep short, keep sweet. Heard it. Now that we're done.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. This from Mean Mark Calloway, Grokey. Subject: Thanksgiving Mark Madness.
I didn't see this. Is there something I can click?
I didn't see it. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. Contribute to the email tier or higher and guarantee you get at least one email read on the show each month.
Each month.
What is up, Ring Rusty Baiters? It's Mark Grokey.
Hey, I remember him. I think he was a big piece of shit to me before, wasn't he?
That seems unlikely.
He said some dumb shit to me.
DDP?
No, Mark.
If anything, he was probably reacting to you being a piece of shit.
Yeah, Mark Grokey seems like a piece of shit.
Guess. So. He's mean. It's his name.
Yeah.
And I write this email as the Super Bowl Super Bears are stomping the Bills. This guy is mean. I agree.
You were defending him. So we got like
2 weeks ago. We fucking killed the Jets. We are the best team.
I picked
in
up
all
the
of
Jets
New York
defense
or that pretends to play in New York. We
I
are
fucking,
the best.
I fucking picked up the Jets defense, thinking I was gonna
did.
Just fucking.
See, you didn't believe in Matt
points.
Barkley, and that's
no,
a mistake.
No.
I saw him firsthand, and I have a reason to not believe in him.
Nathan Peterman got cut, so everything's fine.
I did see that. So now my
good
hope of 6 interceptions in a game again is like out the window.
Real quick, I saw a stat. Aaron Rodgers, okay, so Aaron Rodgers on his next 1,340 pass attempts, he could throw an interception on all of them in a row, and he would still have a better touchdown-interception ratio in his career than Nathan Peterman. 1,340.
So if he...
Peterman also, if he would have just spiked the ball every pass attempt, he would have had a better quarterback rating than he ended up with the Bills.
Okay.
I think he gets signed somewhere again, then.
Honestly, I think he gets signed before Kaepernick, because that's the NFL we live
well,
in.
Well, if those are the two choices, he'll get signed out of Kaepernick.
Yeah, so whatever.
He hasn't played for like 3 years.
Hashtag Bears Mafia, baby.
I hate you. So I hate you all. I hate you for having that. I hate him. Go ahead.
Bills, they're going to the playoffs. They're really going to make a run here. Don't believe me. No quiz this week. I decided to mix it up. Here's a Thanksgiving food tournament.
Yeah, okay. This is a good fucking idea. I like this. Let's do it.
This is my favorite holiday. I'm going to be very torn here.
14.
This is your favorite holiday for real?
I love Thanksgiving.
Over this a lot.
Okay, go ahead. That's good.
14 food items. So as we cannot do a proper tournament, which is always our preference.
Yeah, honestly, the more fucked up, the more buys you have to give, the better. Honestly, go ahead.
Have fun.
Alexa, show me your Bobs.
Ring Rust?
Ring Rust?
Are her pigs named Bob?
No, there's remember Steve. that smart
Steve
comment?
Yeah, I get it, BG. I just want
to know. I don't think
Shut
you
up,
do.
Idiot. Go ahead.
From me, Mark Calaway, Grokey. All right. Let's do it. Ready?
Yeah. I don't know the bracket in front of me, so I fucking...
Yeah,
I wish I
had a bracket.
No. Okay. I like this.
Don't worry about it.
I'll go first because I'll go gut reaction.
Mm-hmm. Number one seed is Turkey, and it gets a bye.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Main course. Yeah, I actually just bought my turkey. Actually, I got it for free.
Nice.
So it's 17.9 pounds.
That's not enough.
Absolutely. Dude, I bought a 21-pound last
71.9 pounds.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is true.
Next matchup, I'm questioning the seeding a little bit on this.
Of course.
8 seed sweet potato pie, 9 seed pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Of course pumpkin pie. And I think the committee fucked pumpkin pie over here, and they had a real tough second.
Let them make a fucking underdog run. I'm fine with that pumpkin pie underdog run.
Those 8-9 seeds are always tricky.
Yeah.
Yep. So next one, 5 seed apple pie, 12 seed the Thanksgiving classic fruit salad.
What?
Wait, is there like real foods or is this all desserts? What is going on?
You should have had 13 fucking seeds.
Where's green bean casserole? Where is fucking mashed potatoes? Where is fucking stuffing?
Dude, okay. Calm down, buddy.
I'm hungry now, dude. It's apple pie, of course.
It's apple pie.
I don't have to say it out loud. Go.
This is just a horrible matchup coming up next. The 4 seed sweet potatoes. The 13 seed Brussels sprouts.
What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Who? Right. Yo, well, I cook the turkey and I cook a couple little things, but my Thanksgiving at home is a potluck Thanksgiving. Everybody kind of brings something. If you walk through that motherfucking door with Brussels sprouts, turn yourself the fuck around, go back to the car, drive to whatever convenience store is open, return those Brussels sprouts, and get me something fuck. I don't give it's fucking Twix bars in a bowl is better than Brussels sprouts, bitch.
I honestly don't like either, but I'm going sweet potatoes
on
principle.
Oh, I like sweet potatoes a lot.
I'm fine with sweet potatoes.
I've had Brussels sprouts prepared good once.
I've never had
Thanksgiving.
Brussels sprouts are fine. It's just
Brussels
not
sprouts,
Thanksgiving.
You have they're not definitely. I've never even heard of that being at a Thanksgiving.
Me
day.
Neither. Same with fruit salad.
Yeah. What the fuck? Get your fucking fruit out of here. It's Thanksgiving.
I remember that one time I went to the fucking Thanksgiving.
Unless it's
in
a pie.
Santa Fe.
No fruit.
Yeah. Apple pie. That's where you get your fucking.
That's
fruit,
a fruit right?
Veggies.
Yo, I need more sugar on that shit. Put ice cream on it. Ice cream.
Yeah,
ice cream
one
on
thing
it.
I'll say about sweet potatoes is you're allowed to put like marshmallows on it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. There
fucking
you go.
Delicious.
It gets the win.
Marshmallow over.
6 seed, green bean casserole. Against 11 seed, pecan pie.
Oh, of course, green bean casserole. I don't even like green beans that much. I love green bean casserole.
I'm going pecan pie.
I like green beans. I've never had a pecan pie or a green bean casserole, actually, guys.
Oh, didn't you? You had a praline, and, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't make your decision based off that praline.
They were gross.
It's not based off the decision of the praline, but I was picking green bean casserole.
Yeah, fuck you. Green bean casserole over.
Okay.
Got a vendetta against green beans. Matt Hardy would
seed.
Hate you.
Number 3 seed, potatoes and gravy.
Oh, wow, that's a combo.
Yeah.
That's going to be together.
Yeah, gravy on its own is a fucking stacked ass one.
Mm. Wow.
It's also not mashed potatoes and gravy, it's just potatoes.
It's got to be mashed potatoes and another thing.
I don't know.
It's got to be mashed.
I've been very confused about this.
Is mashed potatoes another thing on the bracket or is that it?
No.
It's however
this is
you
any
do.
Kind of potato you want
any
with gravy.
Kind. Yeah. Okay, that changes the game.
this is like the automatic winner then.
Against in my opinion, a very underrated 14 seed, dinner rolls.
Oh!
What?
Oh, yeah. This is the matchup! This is
what?
It!
Yeah.
Yo, you just said potatoes and gravy over? Fuck you, I'm taking the rolls,
oh
dude!
I can't go against mashed potatoes.
I call them Thanksgiving sandwiches, man, where I cut all that shit up.
You cut it open, right?
Coleslaw, all that shit. Yeah, dude.
Oh,
I'm going
this
rolls.
Is a bullshit
I'm going rolls.
Fucking bracket.
I'm sorry. BG, it's up to you. We got one potato, one roll.
Yeah.
Who we got?
It's mashed potatoes and the gravy. You're getting two in one here with this.
But you could dip your roll in the gravy.
I know, but you need the gravy first.
I'll go in the kitchen to get my damn gravy myself if you're not going to get it for me. Go ahead.
Also, do you not get butter with the dinner rolls? Right, is that a separate thing?
Oh, I don't know.
God, this seething, this bracket, dude.
Do better.
We get the 7-seed cranberry sauce against another just Thanksgiving classic, the 10-seed carrot cake.
Honestly, no. I've seen people bring carrot cake.
Vegetables should not be in cakes. Cranberry sauce.
Good. Cranberry sauce is delicious.
I love cranberry sauce.
Carrot cake's fine.
Cranberry sauce, you know what's really good with? If you make a sandwich with the turkey and the stuffing the next day and put some cranberry sauce on it, holy shit.
Yeah, it's called a gobbler, and Wawa's been doing it for like 15 years. Thanks.
And I don't know what that means. Okay, and the number 2 seed, uncontested, with a bye into the next round, is stuffing.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with the top 2
so
seeds.
So I'm pretty sure we're getting, I'm pretty sure, yo, I'm pretty sure we're getting a fucking potatoes and gravy stuffing dream match somewhere along this fucking
round.
This is what we should be doing, based on fucking food.
This is one of the moments where I realized we could bracket or draft anything.
Yep. This is what we do here.
Okay, you ready for the next round?
Yeah. Before we go on, anyone that skips our email section really fucking up their day.
Yeah, of course. This is the best part of the show.
Also, before we move on, is there anything we can think of that should have been in this that isn't?
Corn
probably should have been.
Yeah. Corn on the cob. Really, like, really? Wasn't that like the picture? Like, are Indians and fucking pilgrims like eating corn?
Maize, baby. Where's the fucking maize?
How did fruit salad get in and corn missed out?
Yeah. Well, fucking that's any really kind of thing. Questionable. Like, yeah, there's honestly, I'm just thinking down the list of what we had people bring: rolls, corn, green beans.
There's a lot of other pies you could throw in there too.
The apple pie should have had a combo with the ice cream, Donnie.
Yeah, that would have been that is how you do it properly.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
But no.
You know what? I think that drink should have been included in just all encompassing alcohol.
No, because it's not. I think we should have cut some of these pies out. Like gravy should have been its own thing. Corn should have been on there. We could easily fill this out with that. Go ahead, we'll go on.
Plus, Mike, like if I show up with fucking Pepsi and Ring Dings, I'm the life of the party.
I love you then. Yeah, of course. you like wine better than Pepsi?
Go ahead.
Okay. Number 1 seed, turkey. Take it on the number 9 seed, pumpkin pie. What?
Turkey.
Why?
Turkey. Listen, I know a lot of, some people are like, I'm not huge turkey fans, but a well-cooked, let me cook you a turkey, and I promise you, you'll pick turkey.
Some people just, they can't make a succulent turkey.
Let me say something. You guys, great turkey. Yes, okay. Does she use stuffing inside of it?
No, she does the stovetop.
Okay.
Stovetop stuffing.
I do not use any stuffing inside my turkey. My turkey is stuffed to the gills with nothing but vegetables.
My mom doesn't do that.
Yeah, I put broth in there and I literally cut it and put like.
Cut it and cut it.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, juiciest turkey you'll ever have, bro.
Ramming it from behind.
Yeah, send me some.
I will not. Go ahead.
You can't. You only have a 17.5-pound turkey. There's not enough food.
That's actually, I got a lot of people coming, but don't worry, there's more than enough always.
Just on principle, I'm gonna throw pumpkin pie a vote here.
It's turkey. Pumpkin pie didn't deserve to be here. It deserved to be a higher seed. But yeah, pumpkin pie.
This would be like a buzzer beater.
Yeah, pumpkin and apple pie are the only pies that deserve to be. Honestly, they're the only desserts, especially with ice cream with apple pie, the only desserts that deserve to be on here.
For Thanksgiving, I agree.
Did you pick turkey, BG?
Of course.
Okay.
Number 5 seed, apple pie. Number 4 seed, sweet potatoes.
It's apple pie.
I'm all in on the apple pie.
I also think it's apple pie. It's very indicative of us that we have literally verbally fist fought for hours and hours and hours. But
I agree with this.
To a T, we are like, no, fundamentally, we are the same person. We only good.
Now we got the 6 seed green bean casserole against the 3 seed potatoes and gravy.
Potatoes and gravy.
And then the 7 seed cranberry sauce against the 2 seed stuffing.
Stuffing.
I love me some cranberry sauce, but it's stuffing.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a stuffing.
Okay. We got the final 4, guys. First matchup.
All right.
The number 1 seed, turkey, against the number 5 seed, apple pie.
Woo! Talking about the main course versus dessert.
Stop! Stop! Right now. Does that apple pie come with ice cream?
Yeah, that's a good point, Donnie.
Mike, good make fucking the, point. Mike, I'm gonna let you be the fucking the committee.
It's not listed on
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because he listed potatoes and gravy, he didn't list ice cream with the apple pie. So I think no, you're just going with the apple pie and no fixings.
Yeah, and here,
vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
I like pumpkin pie even better than apple pie. And if pumpkin pie didn't go over turkey, I can't put apple pie over turkey.
Yeah, turkey. We're going turkey.
Yeah, it's turkey.
Okay, go ahead.
This, for me, I think, right here, is going to be the toughest matchup of the entire thing. It's a 3-seed potatoes and gravy. It's a 2-seed stuffing.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll say this.
Well.
Okay, BJ, go ahead.
I'll say this. It's potatoes and gravy, but it's just the stuffing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the potatoes and the gravy, you can mix it up a little bit. You don't have to.
Yeah, I know how
it
gravy
sucks.
Works.
I know.
It's very versatile, though. They're both very versatile. Because, like, you can, like, okay, I got some turkey in my fork. I'm going to, like, dip it in the potatoes a little bit. I'm going to dip it in the stuffing a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to eat it all together.
I put the stuffing with. So here's what I'm – here. My mom makes something called stuffing muffins. So she does the stovetop stuffing because I fucking love that stovetop stuffing. So you know, I'm just gonna shoot. It's better than fucking homemade stuffing. Fuck you.
Hell yeah.
I like all kinds of stuffing. It doesn't matter.
True that. But what my mom does is she'll make it and she'll like pack it into muffin things and then she'll bake the top so it gets crispy as fuck on the outside, but the inside is still stuffing moist.
So it's kind of like cornbread almost the way.
Okay, but stuffing and
here's the key. Stovetop stuffing?
Here's the key.
This is
broil it. Don't bake it. Broil it because what you do when you broil it, it's instant hot shell, but the inside is still fucking moist as fuck.
My God.
2 minutes. 2 minutes of broiling. Very fast. Mm. But with that said, that is what I'm putting it against. I'm putting mashed potatoes and corn. Are mashed potatoes and gravy against stuffing muffins in my head. And I'm telling you
now. Muffin, but that's different than
it's not the
conventional.
No, but you could say that, but I make my. You said how anybody stuff. You said it, BG. Any stuffing any way, whichever way. Just stuffing. And I bake my stuffing. That's what I do. Or spoil it. But I'm gonna say, fuck it. I'm gonna say fucking stuffing muffins. I'm saying stuffing.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do this the right way. It's potatoes and gravy against stuffing. It's not stuffing muffins.
It's the same thing. I just cook it different.
No.
You add a little bit more water.
I gotta go potatoes and gravy. I gotta do it.
Man.
Heated.
It's down to me.
Yeah.
Well, Donnie, since you refuse to ever send me food, it's potatoes and the gravy.
Wow.
Can I tell you something?
Sorry.
You're a nicer person.
My mother-in-law makes something she calls cheese potato. Which is a fucking huge, big vat of mashed potatoes, homemade mashed potatoes, and just oodles of fucking cheese on top of it.
Dude, I like twice baked potatoes.
Yeah. Yes. So good.
This is such a fat.
The ones from Omaha Steak.
This is the fattest segment we've ever done. Like, you know, my favorite kind of sprinkle is the chocolate. Like, you're not even hiding what's inside of it.
Tell you what, this would have been a great email for next week's episode.
Yeah. No, because it's getting me hyped. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready for the final?
Yeah.
1-seed turkey against a 3-seed potatoes and gravy.
Okay, I'm going off mine. Some turkey can be dry. I've had dry turkey, and it angers you. I don't think I've ever been let down by mashed potatoes and gravy ever in my life.
That's the thing.
I mean, if it's cold, it's not great, but it wouldn't be. True. It's going to be hot. It's going to be piping hot.
Just don't let it sit.
But like at Thanksgiving, you don't really go for like cold turkey, right?
No, and
in the same way you don't go for cold mashed potatoes. So it's like, you know, you're taking this as fresh turkey, fresh.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying sometimes it's dry.
If it's hot,
it can still be dry.
Eat the dark meat, then it's usually not dry at all.
Very good.
Always
delicious.
For the record,
I like just take a fucking leg and just go to work.
Yep.
You know? I'm not a leg man.
I like it.
Because my family comes over, I give a leg to my father-in-law and egg to my leg to my father. I give them the legs because I'm not into it anyway.
The wings are good.
My family doesn't like it, so I got free reign on the legs. So
you're just up there like, I've been here for like 10 minutes. Don't touch the other one.
When you were younger,
I feel
like
I'm at like a Renaissance fair. Yep. Or
that was me. Yep.
You're like, I can't. When you have children, you'll just back them on the head like, bat. Like, don't you do that.
Yeah, my family always knew I wanted a leg.
Mm-hmm.
She's got legs. Yeah, so I'm going to say turkey over mashed potatoes and gravy.
I thought you went mashed potatoes and gravy.
He swerved us.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it can be dry, but I'm going I went with stuffed muffins. I'm going with my turkey, which I trust and love.
I want to make it interesting because I love both. I'd be happy with either winning. So I'll just put it in BG's hands. I'll go with potatoes and gravy.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this decision today when I woke up.
Listen, man, life's all about fucking throwing you curveballs. Yeah. It's all about
throw
you fucking...
Throw me those curveballs and knock them out of the park. Let me tell you, Thanksgiving, the symbol is the turkey. The turkey is the winner.
Oh, I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah,
when I let me tell you, Donnie, when I was 5 years old in kindergarten class, one of the first things I learned how to draw was a fucking turkey out of my hand.
Wow.
Honestly, Lucy has just did something very similar to that.
Yes,
today.
And it's the most adorable thing, no matter which kid does it.
Yeah, it is true. It's very easy to do. You just get their hands and then it's perfect.
Yep.
And you know what? I give that to my mom, and it's like makes her month.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God.
Put that on the fridge. Put that turkey on the fridge.
They do. They put them on the fridge.
Number one seed, the favorite, and went on to win.
Next email. Thank you, Mean Mark Rolke. You just gave us a 45 minute. That should have been like a side episode. You should have paid for that fucking gold, dude. Unbelievable.
We analyzed that more than WWE.
Because I hate WWE. I love Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. I can't wait for next week.
Make a Christmas bracket.
The next email comes from Mike Awesome. Randy Orton.
Ooh.
I like that one.
He deserves this nickname because of his fucking team is trash, dude. His fantasy team is probably the worst fantasy team I've ever seen in my life. I'm not even exaggerating. I don't know what happened. I do. His name's Bilal Powell, and he told me, like, I'm never going to – we're all – I remember just being shit-faced and making bad picks on purpose and still being like, he sucks.
I thought my – Shady decided to have a good game this week.
Yeah,
so
I saw that. I had him in my other league and I didn't start him because I don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in like a 9,000 team league, so I had to start him.
Yeah. You have to start one. Every once in a while, you got a guy who's like, I got two guys there. Nope. Good.
Subject is Smark Madness. It's a Patreon email. You know the deal. Hey, boys. I think the next Smark Madness tournament should be of Smark Say the Darndest Things comments. I want to see how far Show Us Your New Bobs can
classic.
Go. Keep up the good work with Ring Rust and Attention Horrors. P.S.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Bilal Powell.
Yes. He knows. Oh he's
like,
owning
even
it.
Thought that wouldn't work out.
He's literally everyone on that call.
Yeah.
There's like 61 like, people in that league and every one of them is like, what? You hear the drunk
funny.
Me in the background, like, what?
You're over here taking, like, Brandon Marshall and shit,
yeah.
And you even knew.
I even knew. I was like, yo, bro. I like, stand up, bro. Get shit together.
You wait until, like, the ninth round to take your running backs?
Nathan Tomlanovich. For real, I have the worst running back core I've ever had in my entire life.
That court?
Yes.
I told you Royce Freeman was not a slam dunk to be good, by the way.
Yeah, he wasn't. I bet.
Philip Lindsay, baby.
I thought he would be. Anyways. Yeah, we've spoken about this.
I'll answer this. Please, let me jump in here. Nathan Tomlanovich and I are working on this already.
Nice.
Yeah,
look at that.
And what we're gonna present.
So what that meant was Nathan Tomlanovich is doing all the work.
Yes,
right.
Of course. But he and I are discussing Element 7. What we're going to present to you on behalf of Nathan Tomlanovich, despite Mike Chiari's fucking blatant disrespect, is a tournament of the top 64.
This,
we won't even have to seed him. He's going to seed him. Because he's been collecting them. He's a smart collector.
God.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's going to hand us
the
fucking... The
worst part of it is having to talk to you and seed him.
Oh, okay. Well, I do yell a lot, so you'd miss out on that. Okay.
Good.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right.
Thank you for having such a horrible team. It's been great whipping on that ass, Mike.
This is from Woken, Matt Hardy, Cantillon.
Cantillon!
Subject is Mixed Match Challenge Smark Say Week Number 8. By the way, we didn't mention this. Did you see they made, like, things for...
Crazy stipulations.
Yeah, so the winning Mixed Match Challenge team, just randomly, they get the 30th spot in the Royal Rumble, respectively.
No shit.
And that's not all. A trip to anywhere in the world.
You're right. Vince is letting them off.
Yo, Vince is looking at him. He's like, yo, you know where that trip's going to be? The next fucking city we're in. So you fucking this one's on me, right? Here's $8. Get right. Uber. the fuck out of my face. You're gonna pick Burbank or you're not going anywhere.
So by the way, this is like a thing. I like how they can't be bothered to do a stipulation like this for like fucking Survivor Series,
right.
But they can do it for the Mixed Match Challenge.
It was such a weird thing.
Facebook wields that power. Facebook and Saudi Arabia, the only two fucking entities that can get out of WWE.
I like
Zuckerberg and Mohammed bin Salman.
Secretly, yeah, they're all secretly working together. I'm positive of it.
I like how the last year was like, yeah, we're going to do this for charity. We're going to give money out. And it's like this year, it's like, fuck that.
Yeah, this year it's all about me.
Go so ahead. Braun's like probably winning.
Maybe. Who fucking knows, dude?
No one. Those would be good though.
No. Are Charlotte and AJ still?
Because it doesn't matter. They
team?
Come out of 30 and not win.
Jeff Hardy filled AJ's spot.
Because he was sad from losing the title.
I can't do it. All right. I gotta like sit down and regroup.
Put a smile on his face.
I'm freaking mad. I ain't wooing. Get the fuck away from me. Woo.
He doesn't say fuck. He says. You freaking.
The freak away from me, huh? This is why, god damn, I'm
I ain't gonna freaking wrestle.
Ah! Good.
Mixed Match Challenge from Mark's Day, week number 8, AJ Styles and Bayley versus Bobby Lashley and Mickie James. And also,
AJ and Bayley?
Well, that's wrong, but that's what he wrote.
Come on, let's go, okay? Give me a hug, I'm gonna get. Come on. He's going.
Between Finn Balor and
Who cares what the matches are? Just start reading the comments.
Also, Carmella and R-Truth versus Jimmy Uso and Naomi. Okay. Number one. I wonder if Carmella still talks to Enzo and Big Cass.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I would highly doubt that.
Probably not.
Oh, man. Why do I have to get this one? Crucify Leo Rush like Raven from ECW.
Yeah. Some people
you think probably because you hate him. So
I had a friend of mine who is a casual wrestling fan, but hits me up every once in a while, and he fucking hates Leo Rush, dude.
He's so annoying.
He is. I'm like, is this fucking BG side chat? What is this shit?
It's my burner account.
It's my buddy Mike's like, yo, who the fuck is this guy, huh? The fuck is this guy? I was like, yo, no, he's good, dude. It's good. You're supposed to not like him. You fucking you'll like how good he is at that. He's like. No, I just don't fucking like them. I was like, all right, well.
That's how you know it's working.
Yep. Oh.
Go ahead.
A lot said Leo Rush is annoying and not good. So that was from him.
BG wrote that to get other people like on his side. Yeah. A lot say it. Okay?
A lot say it. Yeah, that's what's a source is telling me. It's like, so you want to say that. Okay, good. Good.
Mella got those quick hips.
Yeah, you know what? She could two-play offensive line. She's got that. She's not a soggy bottom waist member?
She can play cornerback. She can turn.
Soggy bottom waist bender is what he called fucking offensive linemen who don't fucking shuffle quick enough.
He's fucking insane.
He does Eagles games, dude. So I get Mayock on color, and he's just like, yeah. He's got a fucking ringer arm right there. He's right around the corner.
How can you make fun of Jack Swagger's list, but not his?
He doesn't have one. He works
very
hard.
Yes, he does.
Jack Swagger's like, suffer a sucker task call. Let's get a
champion. That's what he does, too.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, whatever.
Not Mike Mayock.
Go ahead.
Should be. Wait, did I just miss SmackDown?
Yes, you did.
Why are you trying to watch SmackDown on Facebook?
Because that's the only place that people go nowadays. Annoyed smart voice, which how you interpret that is up to you, I guess. Thank
I
you.
Think it's...
No. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Hold on. I have to close the front door of the 7-Eleven so I can go online real quick. Thank you, WWE, for telling us how mixed tag teams work now. Show us the part where Bailey does the baseball slide on Lashley. I don't get it.
Wait. I think that. What you just said, that sounded more close. Can you talk again? Normal?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the annoyed smart voice.
Oh. Thank you for saving that. That was a poop one. Yo, Matt Conlani, that was a poop one. Number 7.
Lawyerly Lashwooly. 14 radioactive emoji.
What? What is happening,
Lawyerly?
Dude?
Lawyer Malloy.
Yeah.
Former Bills, great.
Here we go. That's absolutely dumb as shit. You're just using Fast and Lose the Great. Flyers
former
great.
Seahawks great.
Michael Renberg. It's like, what? Really?
I mean, he was there for a while, though.
Dude, Legion of Doom, dude. John LeClair, Eric Lindros, ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm. You always have to have a shitty player on it, though.
God, I'm just sitting here with my fucking NHL cards. Like, nobody wants to trade him? Oh, you got football? Baseball?
And that's how you spell Michael, by the way. I would know.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Lashley is chiseled chocolate.
Chiseled chocolate. Look at him. Don't keep him warm because he's going to melt on you. Oh, no, he won't. He's a human being.
He's going to melt on
you. That ain't chocolate. That's his semen. I'm sorry about that.
I like how Renee, she's like kind of loved when he showed everybody his ass.
Yeah.
She's fighting back tears.
Yeah, that's fun.
Good.
That's good. Honestly, she's like, wow. Wowzer. Can't believe it. I don't know anything about Dean Ambrose. I just did a whole night of commentary.
Michael Cole is horrible. Every week he's like, so, like, you're gonna give us the fucking insights?
He's a journalist! I want him asking questions!
And she's like, as I say every week, I don't fucking know what he's thinking.
But she does, though. I see her hair getting darker like she's fucking Candace Failure and shit. I fucking see what's happening. Go ahead.
That would be cool, but that's not gonna happen.
Becky Lynch is the best and the most beautiful woman on the SmackDown's roster!
Nope, you totally fucked that up. Try again.
SmackDown Rooster!
That's
Becky
funny.
Lynch is the best and most beautiful women on the SmackDown Rooster.
Fuck you. Okay? Start with reading. Fuck you.
Langley will get bronze hands!
Who's Langley?
What?
Who's Langley?
Langley.
Lashley. Oh, that's Lashley! Lashley. That's a good one. Langley. I'll give that one. That's a good one.
Langley.
It just sounds like English, old English man. Like, my name is Langley. Yeah. Oh, Braun's gonna give me these hands. That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's like Mr. Macken.
No, it's the guy's the giant chin on Family Guy. Oh, my name is John Chinnington. guys, we're out of here! Big thank you to Matt Catalani. And then everybody email and have, give us fun shit to do. That's awesome. I love it. I'm your host, Ms. Donald Wood, looking fine and feeling finer, baby. At Donald_Wood on Twitter. Find me on Bleach Report. Find me on Travel Pulse. But Brandon Gavin?
BGNY3 and at Ring Rust Radio.
You never do anything on there. You're not active on the Twitter account.
No, not on either of them.
So, you're a fucking pussy. That's all I got
to
say.
I think Mike? We should have Mike take over the Twitter account.
Mike?
Nah.
Yeah.
And my furnace is broke. I got a lot to worry about.
He ain't got time for your dumb shit.
Put some tape on it.
You're literally living... It's not our fault you live in squalor. Some of us try to better ourselves. You know, I don't know what to say to you.
I'm at Mike Chiari, Chiari, on Twitter. You can read all my articles at BleachReport.com.
Fine. RingRouseRadio.com, that is a website. RingRouseRadio on YouTube. If you want to hear, you don't want to get on vocal, but you should. You should get vocal every single time.
Yeah,
but if you don't catch it live, and you also don't want to be like, have your name and information out there so we can't catch you coming, sneaking in because you want to be part of the crew so bad and you're not part of the crew, if you want to do that, you go on YouTube, you don't have to fucking have any information. It's Mike Chiari.
It didn't sound very inclusive.
He wants to sneak, Mike Chiari is sneaking in, and he doesn't want us to know that he's there watching us, jealous of how cool we are. So he watches on YouTube.
I'm never there.
iTunes, Stitcher. Stitcher, Google Play.
Never there.
At Ring Rust Radio on Twitter, ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Mike Chiari, talk about his t-shirt that does not involve she-shirt.
I'll talk about
the t-shirt by the she-shirt.
Fucking
sucks. She-shirts.
But you know what's great? Pro-wrestling.com.
If you, Albert Fish, I swear I'll start calling you Albert Fish again. I apologized earlier, and I'm sorry, but if you keep on this path.
Sorry again.
I'm going to
fucking hit you. ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio. It's an excellent website. So many great t-shirts there. And as I said before, Black Friday's coming. Cyber Monday's coming. Do you want to show the people in your life that you love them? Then you will buy them Ring Rust Radio t-shirts. Do you want to show the people in your lives that you hate them, then you will not buy them Ring Rust Radio shirts. It's very fucking plain and simple. Cut your dick!
15-year-old me thinks of Cyber Monday like so different.
Yep.
So I'm just like, oh shit, Cyber Monday, like what are you wearing? is it Yahoo? What is it?
ASL.
Yahoo? The Yahoo chat rooms and like the pool hall rooms and like going in and you're like, ha you know? Remember how they used to have like online games on Yahoo?
The pool game, yeah.
Yeah, and like you could play games in the chat rooms. That's where the side.
I
want to
meet the person that still is like playing that.
Oh, he's still looking for. He's like 65, like six age, sex, location. It's like you know 17, fucking Florida. He's like 61, beautiful Arizona. It's like ew, ew, no. Okay, whatever. I'm cool. It's like now you're in a fucking pool hall, fake pool hall. BG, how about patreon.com/ringersradio?
That's our fake pool hall.
It's a very real pool hall. Very slummy one, but you can definitely bring beer in.
Let your hair down.
BYOB.
Yeah, and bring your own food too.
And, BYOB.
And bring your own pool balls and table.
And bring stuff for us.
Yeah, can you leave the table here?
Bring Brussels sprouts.
So Gabby can send you out the store to get a bowl full of Twix.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a way better thing. So yeah. I agree.
Yeah, hell yeah.
If you put ice cream in the middle of that and, like, a whipped topping of some sort.
Oh my god.
I would be great. Like.
That's what you should do. Just somehow fuse the Twix together, or the Kit Kats together.
I was going to say, it's called a microwave. You just melt them, you asshole.
Fuse them together. That's
chiseled
the crust.
Chocolate.
I'm actually, honestly, going to make some fucked up dessert now out based on this. I'm just gonna get fucking wrecked one night and just go out and be like, you know what, man,
just buy all the candy fuck bars me. And like put them together.
You know how they come in like the little sleeve of like the plastic box? I just kind of slam the whole box of fucking Reese's Pieces on the fucking ground. It's like, I want the whole thing. I'm going for the whole thing. They're like, okay, diet soda please. Ring Rust Radio, patreon.com/ringrustradio. Go there or whatever. Any fucking any song we want to go out on, I'm done.
Jeff Hardy thoughts into the Thanksgiving song.
You're the best.
We got to do Thanksgiving.
And
Daniel Bryan into Jeff Hardy into Thanksgiving.
Alright, enjoy the Thanksgiving song only,
Daniel Bryan's champion!
Yeah, we'll fight Brock Lesnar next week. It'll be
He's overshadowed by Thanksgiving. Just leave that shit.
Oh my god. It's disgusting. I can't believe the excitement level's not higher for this. It really is. WWE, only you could take just some of the joy away. God bless America. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week, early. As we prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, we look to wrestling superstars to tell us what they are thankful for. My name is Dusty Woods, and I'm thankful for achieving the American Dream. My sons Cody and Goldust are now 75-time tag team champions, and I'm very proud of them. Hey y'all, this is Dixie Carter, and on this Thanksgiving Day, I'm thankful for TNA Wrestling and the fact that we got rid of that jobber AJ Styles. Am I right? This is Ryback. I'm thankful I'm not a bully. Hi, we're the Bellas. Happy Thanksgiving, losers. Say it to my face. Hey, this is Taz.
And this is Mike today.
And we're thankful for Thanksgiving. Tell them, Taz.
This is Curtis Axel, and Thanksgiving is perfect.
This is Triple H.
And this is Stephanie McMahon!
And we'd like to extend our hand to the whole WWE Universe
on this Thanksgiving holiday! God bless!